Inside, reshaping work on WOSU Public Media is made possible in part by Aspire and powered by the Storytellers Trust.
This is Amy Jurevich, host of All Sides and Untangled. For about 15 years, there was a boom in students majoring in computer science. It was considered the golden ticket to a lucrative job after graduation. But over the past year or so, that number has dropped off, and many are saying AI is to blame. For this bonus episode of Untangled Reshaping Work, here's my conversation about the future of the computer science major with Washington Post columnist Shira Obadeh. You wrote in your piece that computer science as a major had a 15-year boom that started back in 2008. Everyone was telling high school students that computer science was the way of the future, the golden ticket. So let's start with that computer science degree that everyone was getting. What was it? Was it all coding? What were they learning?
Yeah, it depended on the school and it depended on the student. But a lot of it was, yes, learning kind of the nuts and bolts of how to write software code and tell computers what to do.
Okay. So you say that you've seen universities see a drop in enrollment recently in computer science. You write that in the past couple of years, picking that as a major is dropping. What did you find out about why fewer people are choosing the computer science major?
Yeah, I think that decline, which really started in earnest just this past fall across universities in the United States, it caught, I think, a lot of folks in computer-related academia off guard. Mm. And they're still debating what exactly is going on, right? For every student, there may be a different reason for why they may have not opted for computer science and picked a different major instead. So I'll mention a few of the leading contenders. Mm-hmm. One is that because computer science has become so popular in the last 15 years, there may have just been this kind of fatigue or a split into specializations. So a lot of universities in the United States have created these sort of specialized majors that may or may not count as computer science, including cybersecurity and AI and data science, right? So instead of majoring in computer science, you major in AI. Is that really you shifting away from computer science? The other culprit I'll mention is jobs, that computer science is particularly prone to swings in the technology-related job market. And if you read anything technology-related in the news, you know that people are worried that AI is going to put people out of work, particularly people who work on software coding. And the reality is the job market is awful for recent college graduates, almost no matter what you major in. But it can feel particularly brutal if you went to a computer science school and the implicit message was sort of learn to code and you're set for life and now you can't find a job. So that may be discouraging some people from majoring in computer science now.
Tell me more about this idea of majoring in AI rather than majoring in computer science, because I, as you said, I would think that maybe like AI is kind of a division of computer science or sort of just maybe different words are used to explain it. It's like, are colleges picking up and creating, like, can you major in AI development, I guess?
You can. I mean, again, it depends on the school, but, you know, MIT, which is a very prominent computer science school for computer science, they started an AI major. So did Carnegie Mellon University. It's another kind of elite level university. The University of Michigan, which has a highly regarded school of computer science and engineering, they started a robotics major a few years ago, right? So I think the reality is when you have this 15-year boom in one particular academic discipline like computer science, it does create this sort of demand for people to say, okay, but what I really want to do is learn more about robots or electric vehicles or cybersecurity. And so there's been demand and reaction by universities to let people do those more specialized majors.
Well, and then your article says that the first place people jump to when they hear about a declining major is to blame AI for everything. So, but I guess there are people who have to like run the AI. So there's still some people out there learning about it. Is AI to blame for the decrease in computer science graduates? Is it something that kids interested in STEM fields need to worry about?
Boy, it's a great question, and I would not want to be a teenager in 2026. It doesn't seem very fun because the reality is nobody can really say with any kind of certainty what AI is going to do to your career prospects, no matter what kind of job you're kind of thinking about as a teenager or a 20-something. And yeah, it is definitely true. It's hard to quantify this, but I have spoken to people or I've seen people online saying they're worried about AI, particularly automating sort of the entry-level jobs that lots of kind of computer science graduates used to do, right? Which is sort of very mechanical writing software code, monkeying with code, I think, as one a college student put it to me. And I think there is a genuine fear, and that fear may be correct. It may not be correct, but there's a genuine fear that those jobs are going to be automated away soon. And so let's stay away from anything that looks like kind of software development or early career software development jobs. Again, I don't know whether that's a good bet or not, but I understand the fear that you may be experiencing if you're a teenager or a student, I'm sorry, a parent of a high school or college age student.
What about the idea you mentioned that, AI could be one reason for the decline in computer science majors, but then you said another reason is competition. There's just too many people out there with these degrees, not enough jobs. Computers are the future. Computers are everything. So I would think that there are plenty of jobs, but is AI currently right now taking some of those jobs, not just 5 years from now?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a very vigorous debate right now about to what extent AI is already having an impact on the job market. And I think almost universally, economists will say there probably, by and large, is not an AI effect in the labor market right now. But it is true, which is probably mostly not about AI, that the job market is not good currently, and it's particularly not good for entry-level workers, for people who have fresh college degrees and want to enter kind of white-collar professional fields. And again, it's probably not about AI. There's all kinds of changes, both in the economy and the workforce and employers' preferences for workers in the last 5 or 6 years. And again, it's probably mostly not about AI, but the reality that has created is that if you are a recent or new college graduate in computer science and in lots of other fields, you're having a tough time finding a job. And it almost feels like there's no place to escape those kinds of difficulties landing a first job.
This is Tech Tuesday from All Sides on 89.7 NPR News, and we are talking about STEM degrees with Shira Ovide, columnist for The Washington Post with a focus on AI and technology. Many universities, including Ohio State University here, have invested huge sums of money into computer science programs, STEM programs, building up programs. They're investing a lot of money in building AI right now. Do you think that there are going to be some universities out there that regret some of these investments? They have too much, they went too far.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's hard to say. I think most universities are taking it very seriously that they know their computer science or kind of mechanical engineering or other kind of computer-related specialties. They know that they need to adjust the curriculum for an AI age. And again, I'm not an academic specialist, but I've heard criticism that some of them have not been moving quickly enough to really change the curriculum to reflect the new reality of an AI age. But whether they're going to regret it, I mean, it's again, it's hard to say. I think part of it depends on what AI actually does to computer-related fields, and I just feel like nobody really knows. There's so many predictions, and there's so many predictions that are probably not based on anything other than vibes.
Yeah, vibes. Yeah. I mean, because I'm constantly being told that AI is not going to take all your jobs. AI is going to take away the menial tasks so that you have more brain space to be able to do the critical thinking and the creative thinking that humans were meant to do. Like, so if that's the case, then we need more liberal arts majors rather than all of these computer science majors, right?
Yeah, and I mean, again, I don't, if I were advising an 18-year-old, I don't know what I would tell them to do.
Yeah.
What to study to kind of prepare yourself for an AI future. But yeah, I think that's right, that there are plenty of people who are saying, look, AI may help you or help many workers more than they kind of automate away whole swaths of jobs. I just don't think we really know the answer to that question right now.
Yeah.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.
So if students, instead of picking a computer science major over the next couple of years, you mentioned that they'll be picking things like an AI major, if that exists. But then also there's like data science, data analytics, robotics, cybersecurity. You mentioned mechanical engineering. All of these are kind of computer science adjacent, right? But are they, maybe they have more sustainability?
Yeah, again, I think there's probably complicated reasons for all of this, but yes, it does feel like one of the beneficiaries of this, again, pretty sudden and potentially temporary decline in people choosing to major in computer science. One of the beneficiaries has been engineering-related specialties, including mechanical engineering, which, again, debatable, but some people think that's maybe more resilient to a kind of AI-related changes in computing, right? One of the differences between mechanical engineering and computer science is that mechanical engineering typically is sort of thinking about the intersection of machines and software, hardware and software, right? So thinking about rockets or drones or electric vehicles or, factory robots, that kind of thing. That may be more, it could be, again, we'll see, m less prone to kind of AI disruption than something like the pure mechanics of writing software code as a computer science graduate.
Did you investigate at all? Are you seeing similar declines in enrollment in computer science in other countries?
That's interesting. I actually didn't look at other countries. I think that would be interesting to look at. One thing that I didn't mention in my article, but that is true, is that the enrollment declines in computer science are much worse for master's and PhD programs. And the probability there is that that's a lot about restrictions on international students, that for graduate level work in computer science, international students are depending on the numbers, two-thirds of all kind of graduate level students in computer science at US universities. And we know in the last year that it's become a lot harder for international students to study, harder or less appealing for international students to study in the United States. So that seems to be a factor in what's driving the significant declines in master's and PhD students in computer science. And it could be, although it was hard to prove this, the difficulties with international students could be part of the explanation for the decline in computer science enrollment at the undergraduate level as well.
Well, just to end on, you mentioned this a couple of times that you don't want to give advice to an 18-year-old, but if you had to, if you were to give advice to a prospective college student with a passion for coding, a STEM kid who just loves all the science, technology, engineering, and math stuff, after writing this article, what would you tell them? I mean, is there a cause for some optimism?
I think if you're super interested in this field, if you love computers, if you love coding, if you're excited about robotics, do it, right? I don't want to, again, I may be bad at giving advice, but it feels like if that's your passion, do it and just, be mindful that you may need to have more than one career in your lifetime, which I think is something that we've been told for a long time, right? That you need to kind of constantly re-educate yourself for the changing demands of a workforce. And that seems like it's going to be more true in the future than it has been in the recent past.
I want to thank you so much for your time. We've been talking with Shira Ovide, a columnist at the Washington Post with a focus on AI and technology. Thanks for joining us, Shira.
Thank you so much.
And coming up, we're going to talk about an innovation hub in Central Ohio. That's when Tech Tuesday from All Sides continues on 89.7 NPR News.
Inside, reshaping work on WOSU Public Media is made possible in part by Aspire and powered by the Storytellers Trust.